On with the news. Police officers who risk their own safety for a vulnerable woman are up for an award. A walking football team of seniors is thriving on and off the pitch. And a Norwich-based board games company is to move in a huge warehouse.
Two police officers who risked their own safety to save a woman on the brink of jumping off a multi-storey car park have been nominated for a bravery award. On June the 26th, 2024, Norfolk Constabulary's PC Samantha Anderson and PC Sally Nairn responded to an emergency call about an individual in crisis on the top of a Norwich car park. The woman was spotted precariously on the edge, prompting fears from the public that she might jump. Despite attempts by the fire service to persuade her to come down, they were unable to defuse the situation. The two officers made the bold decision to climb onto the building's outcrop. Positioned at a higher level, they were unable to engage verbally with the woman, but PC Anderson managed to climb to join her, putting herself between the woman and the edge, despite not being tethered. PC Nairn soon followed, assisting her colleague without any protective gear. The officers stayed there, constantly reassuring the distressed woman for a whole hour until other emergency services ensured her safe return to the ground. Norfolk Police Federation Chair Andy Simmons said, "I'm always astounded by my colleagues' bravery and the humility they show when they're praised for their bravery. Their daring rescue effort has now earned them a nomination for the National Police Bravery Awards 2025. The annual event recognises police officers' heroic deeds throughout the country, highlighting the significance of their contribution to public safety.
New powers could be used in Norfolk to dramatically speed up how long it takes for roadworks to be completed. Overrunning work and companies completing emergency repairs but then taking a lengthy time to leave the site infuriates many drivers on the county's roads. Officials at Norfolk County Council are looking into the introduction of a new scheme, which, it is hoped, would accelerate the work by charging utilities companies daily rates to dig up public roads. County Hall officers and leaders are looking closely at whether to use what are known as lane rental schemes to put pressure on companies to get work done more rapidly. Lane rental schemes are running in London, Kent, Surrey and West Sussex, where councils charge a daily rate of up to £2,500 a day to companies which close roads or lanes. Companies can also avoid having to pay by working at off-peak times or during the school holidays. At the moment, County Hall has to rely on fining companies where work overruns or where they breach conditions of the permits the authority issues for them to do the work. The money generated would be used to cover the cost of the scheme and for other projects to improve traffic flow and cut disruption.
The Soccer Seniors, a Norwich-based club for older players, is enjoying success thanks to new kit sponsorship from Age UK Norwich as part of the charity's 80th anniversary celebrations. The team, which has more than 160 members and regularly fields nearly 80 players each week, has seen a boost in morale and visibility from the new kits, which feature the Age UK Norwich logo. The kits debuted during a tournament in Grimsby, where the team won 2 of 5 matches. The event raised more than £2,000 for portable defibrillators for teams and match officials. Soccer Seniors include a strong over-70s squad and host an annual charity tournament supporting other community groups.
Norfolk's largest hospital has been warned reliance on charity will only stretch so far as it bids to become an industry leader in robotic surgery. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has taken a step forward in its bid to establish an institution of robotics at the Coney site. Its board of directors agreed to progress the plan to a full business case, a key step towards the ambitious vision becoming a reality. The initial phase of the plan has seen the NNN Hospitals charity, the organisation's charitable arm, launch a fundraising drive to purchase 2 brand new surgery robots. However, as the board discussed the early phases of the plan, there were warnings that once the new robots are purchased, the hospital would be unable to rely on charity to upkeep and maintain them.
A Norwich-based board games company is set to move into a huge warehouse in Norfolk, creating up to 15 new jobs. Zatu Games, which has a shop and gaming centre in Beauthorpe, has taken on a 32,000-square-foot warehouse at Shipdham, near Dereham. Located at Shipdham Airfield Industrial Estate, the warehouse will become a fulfilment and distribution centre for the company. The Norfolk firm claims to be the UK's biggest independent games retailer, selling a range of board games, trading cards, Lego and puzzles, which it ships worldwide. Dominic Martin, head of business development at Zatu Games, said, "This building is perfect for us, with good access and plenty of room for us to create a really efficient fulfilment and distribution centre." The deal was brokered by a Norfolk property services firm, Arnold's Keys, which also supported a similar deal to bring Polish furniture company Daku Furniture to the industrial estate earlier this year.